Author Bridget Davis is fiercely protective of her native Detroit, and she's quick to sing the city's praises. So it's no surprise that her debut novel, Shifting Through Neutral, takes place in the Motor City. It's the story of a black family struggling to stay together, with a close focus on the relationship between a father and his child. The child is Ray, a young girl growing up in Detroit, who watches her parents' marriage fall apart. In this excerpt, read by the author, Ray celebrates her 8th birthday with her dad.
Daddy cut a piece of cake, slicing right through a section of the face and hair to the chocolate beneath, then scooped out a hunk of the ice cream. He served it to me on a little party plate, then set me on his lap. I dipped my finger into the brown and black icing and licked it away. Nothing had ever been so yummy. "Me and your mama are getting a divorce," said Daddy, just as I had put a tiny piece of cake into my mouth. "You know what that word means, divorce?" I struggled to swallow and shook my head no. I had never heard that one in Miss Wheeler's third grade class. It sounded sharp and dangerous. "It means your mama and me won't be married anymore," he said, "and I'll be getting up out of here."
That was author Bridget Davis reading from her debut novel Shifting Through Neutral, which has just been published in paperback.
All right, let's have full disclosure. You and I not only are both from Detroit, but we grew up together. We are high school classmates.
That's right.
Why did you want to highlight, and I think I know the answer to this, but why did you decide to highlight Detroit?
You and I know Detroit is a complex city. What the rest of the nation often doesn't know is that it has wonderful homes, wonderful people, who have middle-class lives who protect those homes. It has manicured lawns. It has a sort of complex range of things that speak to its solid middle-class families. And you never see that in the media. You only see a depiction of Detroit as though the race riots were yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that really disturbs me.
The interesting part, too, is that you have throughout the book weaved two of the most important elements of Detroit, and that is the music of Motown and the auto industry.
Yes. It's hard to think of growing up there and not acknowledging how important those two influences were. Automobiles, the car industry, and Motown. It's not just what makes the city, it's what makes the people who come out of that place. And so it just seemed to me actually really very natural to include those influences.
Not only the title Shifting Through Neutral, but each chapter of the book bespeaks a terminology of driving.
Yes.
Taking off is one of them, idling another. Talk to me about why you decided to do that.
Well, I stumbled upon the Michigan Driver's Manual that everyone has to read in order to pass that tough driving test. And I just had the idea that the metaphors were so obvious to me between driving and life that I'd like to borrow some of those very direct quotes about driving and make them applicable on a couple levels. It just seemed to me that so much of how I looked at life had to do with how I drove through it. And that became a theme that really, for me, just resonated as I worked on the book.
Now, the main character, Ray Dotson, in this book is a woman. You take an extraordinary look at her relationship with the family dynamic, and all of us live that. Talk to me about how much of Bridget Davis is in this character.
Well, I like to tell people that it has its fictional elements heightened from a sort of real experience. Another way to say that is Ray is the young girl I would have liked to have been. I think she's braver and clearer and sort of more focused than I would have been as a child. So she's not me, but she's certainly inspired by my own experience.
You know what I found most interesting is the idea, and we all do this as we get old enough, the reflection of an adult upon their childhood, and the idea that so many things come to light, come to bear, and you get a better understanding of things that either upset you at the time or that you did not understand or you could not understand. How much of that was cathartic for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I spent 7 years writing the book, and I look back and I realize that I needed that time because it was about sort of getting rid of the childhood view. For instance, my relationship with my father, which is very much captured in the novel, was a child's view of the relationship. And to write the book effectively, I had to look at it from the point of view of an adult. And that was tougher because that takes away some of your rosier, more sort of simple memories. So that was challenging.
What was the hardest thing for you to do in terms of the construction of the book?
I have a former life as an independent filmmaker, and as such, I was really fascinated with what you can do with time in film. You can start anywhere and jump to a new place, and I wanted to try something like that in the novel, and that was a challenge, to choose a non-traditional structure and still have the story flow and have a narrative and be easy to follow. So I sort of set myself up there, but I think I pulled it off, I think.
You say former life as an independent film producer. I'm wondering if, in fact, because of the success of the novel, that this now becomes the first line as we look at your vocation, novelist.
Well, you never say never, right? And people have said to me, you know, the title sounds like a film title. And I just sort of smile and say, really? Well, let's see what happens there. I love filmmaking. I think fiction is my first love, but life is long and hopefully full, so who knows?
Well, the book is shifting through neutral, and Bridget, I salute you not only for a great novel, but the idea, as you suggested earlier, of painting the picture of a grand American city that often is misunderstood and miscast, and you've captured the spirit of the city and really a great relationship between family members, and we hope that this is the start of many great novels to come. Bridget Davis, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Ed. I really appreciate it.
To hear Bridget Davis reading another excerpt from Shifting Through Neutral, log on to our website at npr.org.